7:06. Good morning. Still got the clouds hanging around here. 74 degrees. Thunderstorms moving through the area. The more severe stuff seems to be heading to the north of us here. But expecting the clouds to clear out, maybe get a little bit of sun here in just a little bit. Well, it's Tuesday, and it is time once again to talk Wilkins Soil and Water. Kim Melton in this morning. Kim, good to see you. Good to have you back in.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you.
Well, you have a great event coming up. I was at this last year, and I wasn't careful, and I actually learned some things. Actually, I learned a lot of things. You got a Field Days event that you did last year that was awesome. It was well-received. You had great speakers. You're going to do it again this year.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, it was well received. We had a great turnout. I think the more that Mother Nature throws at us, the more farmers think about, you know, how can I change some practices on my farm and how can I adapt to these new variations and still be successful as a farmer? And so that change is something that's a risk and an unknown. And so this demo site is really telling the story on how our clay soils are going to handle these different tillage practices with and without cover crops.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, last year was a Kickstarter. It was, hey, come out and see what we got going on, right?
And that was the first year you did this, right?
Yes, exactly. And so now this is going to be year two. So we're going to have comparable data. And so this is something that people will be able to come to and say, oh, your yields were this, your biomass was this, your organic matter has increased or decreased in these certain areas of your field.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got $4,000 worth of soil testing out there. And so all these results have come in over the last 2 years. And we can now share the story on how this conventional till, the strip till, and the no-till with and without cover crops is really comparing to itself as we're handling Mother Nature's events.
Kim, do you think that the farmers and the people that showed up last year got some answers and they learned things too? Because I was just drinking this in like a sponge.
Yeah, you know, there's so much good data coming out of there. Besides the soils, we've got the economics.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what farmers are really queuing in on. And I see Vance posting pictures on what he's doing out there. So, I mean, there is info on the website too. But, yeah, there's always this change occurring. And so I got people calling, you know, hey, where can I find more info? Or can you send me the latest data mm-hmm. that's coming in? So I've definitely got people watching. And they are curious to see what these numbers are and how this is going to turn out. So we do have lots of feedback coming in.
It's going to be a lot of fun and informational, definitely. So you're in the process of putting this together right now. As far as demonstrations and things that went on last year, we'll be seeing some of the same things?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
So we'll start again at 9:30. It'll be July 13th. It's a Wednesday. And then so we'll have the same speakers coming in, Minnesota Department of Ag, and they're the ones that take care of our soil sensor or soil moisture probes that are in the ground. And so they'll share how much moisture the ground is bringing in or letting out or going through the soil profile. And then we've got NRCS that'll dig into the soils, and they'll let you know what's going on with our soil structure. And then we will also have that pit that Keith Anderson will be presenting.
Mm-hmm.
And so anybody can ask questions a little more in depth if they would like to. And then rounding it out, we got Vance Johnson sharing the economics. And so those three partners are kind of really telling the story on what's going on out there. And then, again, after lunch, we'll feed you, and then we'll have some more demonstrations
okay.
that people can stick around for if they'd like to.
All right. Again, going to be a great day. With your job, do you ever, because I'm listening to this thinking it's so all-encompassing, is your job like going to college and going to school every day? I would think, because there's so much stuff and there's so many different avenues.
Yeah, you know, I never thought of it that way, Bill, but kind of, because, yeah, you can't have a closed mind in this occupation.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I still learn so much every day. I mean, I sit down with farmers all the time and I'm learning something new. And, you know, how can we try this? Or, hey, maybe I could do that. And I'm just like, man, I never thought of that. And so that it's a great idea. And we can run with it. And I like having that flexibility to help farmers and make things fit on the landscape that makes sense for everyone.
Absolutely. And we're going to be out there broadcasting live, too. I'll be out there asking some questions, too. I'll be asking a ton of questions because, again, so much information and so much stuff to learn. And this is July 13th.
July 13th.
It is a Wednesday, and it starts at 9 a.m.?
9:30.
Or 9:30. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you be back to talk to us more about this hopefully next month.
Yes.
All right.
For sure.
Sounds good. Kim, always great to have you, and thank you so much.
Thanks, Bill.
Wilkins Soil and Water. We're talking with Kim Melton this morning at 7-Eleven. Here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.